Good morning. It's a Thursday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, let's get right into the discussion. President Trump, facing a national outcry, signed an executive order to keep migrant families together at the border, abandoning his earlier claim that the crisis was caused by an ironclad law and not a policy that he could reverse. Rather than the separation of children from parents, the Trump administration will now hold children indefinitely with their parents, violating a court settlement and inevitably triggering a legal challenge.
This is a terrible mark on his political career. I have never seen anything like the anger of the American people at what's been done to these children. It's a mark of the president's cruelty towards these kids and towards these parents. You know, there has been response from all over about the way in which Trump has handled this. The Republicans have Melania out there and the president's daughter, Ivanka, out there. And each of them have been trying to say that they were against it in the beginning. Well, this is all carefully orchestrated, I'm sure. It wouldn't have happened otherwise. The president signs the very executive order, which he says he couldn't do because there was a law. Now it turns out everybody who had said all you got to do is pick up the phone and it's done. In the meantime, I had a call last night about the sighting of the girls. We didn't know where the girls had been sent. We knew a lot about the boys who were put into these detention camps, but the girls were showing up in New York. The airlines are saying, we don't want anything to do with this. We were doing it, but this is not an endorsement. Walmart is saying, yeah, we sold that store that they're all being housed in, but we never know it was going to be used for this. Everybody is running for the hills, David, and we are seeing real chaos in the administration. In the meantime, the new polls are showing the Democrats are picking up voters for the congressional elections, and the president is desperately running all over the country trying to hold campaign rallies because he knows that once the Democrats, if the Democrats take the House of Representatives, at least one house, maybe two, there will be terror in his administration as an obvious move towards impeachment will start to take place, no matter what the Democrats are saying about whether they intend to do that.
You often talk about salient issues. Is immigration a salient issue for Trump's base?
Well, it is. And what's interesting is there are these two bills up in the House of Representatives. The conservative caucus under Representative Meadows has been adamant against the so-called compromise bill. The other bill, which is the more draconian immigration bill, has no real chance of passing. The president wants this thing resolved now because he looks so bad otherwise, and he's trying to get Republican congressmen to come over, and he hasn't been able to do that on the compromise bill. In the meantime, if you're going to have a compromise, it's going to mean that the Democrats are going to have to put a lot of money into the wall. They are not going to do that, David. They'll give him some money, but they won't give him everything that he wants for this wall because it's become a signature issue. And many Democrats think a terrible waste of American taxpayer dollars. Speaking of which, we are now seeing the inevitable move by the administration to take the Department of Labor and Department of Education and make them into one agency. The war on labor and education goes on. It's not surprising. It will need congressional approval, and I have a feeling it's not going to happen.
Here's what is happening. Michael Bloomberg, the former mayor of New York City, is going to throw $80 million behind the Democratic campaign to take control of the House of Representatives.
$80 million is a lot of money, and it's going to be welcomed by the Democrats, who can be outspent otherwise and will be outspent in these congressional races. But it does show that Bloomberg, who's a man I have admired for a long, long time, is adamant about getting out from under this terrible Trump-imposed terror that exists in this country.
Alan, the legislative session in Albany ended with a whimper, with not much accomplished overall. Governor said that lawmakers will be held accountable in November.
Look, this governor is under tremendous pressure in terms of winning re-election. He knew from the beginning that a third term was going to be tough. It was tough for his father. The father did win, and Andrew Cuomo will probably win also. Nevertheless, he has Cynthia Nixon, who is taking him on in a very, very aggressive way for governor, and she's been making a point about all the corruption. And the counter-narrative from pro-Cuomo forces has been, he's able to govern. What do you mean? She's not able to govern. She doesn't want corruption. He's surrounded by corruption. The Caliaros trial is going on right now, pay to play, over $30 million in his account. And we know where that money has been coming from, largely from people who want favors with the governor. It's not an attractive thing for him. And now it's Stephanie Miner entering the race. It would appear that he has a 3 or 4 or 5 front problem.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Thanks, Alan.
You're welcome, David.